The Anton Savage Show with Kearys.ie on News Talk.
Make-A-Wish Ireland are back with us again for Wish Week. All of this week we're hearing from different families about their experiences, and of course you'll have a chance to donate. Today I'm joined by Sophie Hines and her dad Sean, who'll tell us what Make-A-Wish means to them. Guys, you are very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean, you will be superfluous to requirements for a minute because I want to get Sophie to give us a bit of the story. Tell us, Sophie, about the discovery that something was up.
Well, I was in a bit of an odd situation in that I didn't get any of the usual symptoms of somebody who had my type of cancer. So I ended up with just a pain for about a day or two.
Stomach pain,
which I thought was appendicitis and eventually went into the hospital for. They done a few tests, a few scans, and eventually figured out that there was some sort of cyst on my ovary and decided that it would be best to operate and take the ovary with it. Now, when they done a biopsy and actually took it out, they realised that within the cyst there was a 12-centimetre tumour that had been apparently grown for a really long time.
And what age were you now when this happened?
16. So they realised that the only reason that I felt any pain or discovered the tumour was because it had gotten so big it had flipped and torn my ovary. So we kind of just had to take it day by day. They ended up discovering that during the surgery there had been a small tear in the cyst and it had allowed some cells to escape and I grew new tumours. So they operated again and we were actually very lucky we were going away and they decided to do a second surgery early so that I could still go away.
It's important to have the holiday as the priority.
That was the main thing going in. And I mean, they were so lovely about it and they were like, we'll get it done.
But were you not terrified?
It was kind of, it was really strange because when the first surgery happened, you didn't really have time. They operated that night. I went into the hospital and I went through everything because I thought I had appendicitis. So you go through quite quick and they operated that night. So you didn't really have time to stop and think that something was strange, really, until you were in recovery. And then it very slowly, it wasn't really a sit down and be like, it's definitely cancer, like straight away. So it was quite a slow process of this may be this and this may be a bit worse or this maybe whatever. So,
and you're now 17?
17.
You've had chemo since? Are you still on chemo?
No, I finished chemo in late July.
How was the chemo experience?
The chemo experience, so it was kind of, it was about 2 weeks from the second surgery to coming home, and the day I came home from my holiday, they told me I would have to have chemo, and that was started within a few days. So I was put on a really tough regime. I done all four rounds. You can only do four rounds of the type of chemo I was on. And I got very unlucky in that every side effect that is so rare that, you know, you're not really going to get, I got. So it was a bit of a, you know, this, everything that could go wrong went wrong. And it was, you know, it wasn't a great time, but we done all the rounds. And I stayed in hospital for the majority of the time because kind of kept getting infections and different side effects and stuff like that.
And how are you now?
I'm really good now.
In remission?
In remission. And all clear. Still getting regular checkups all the time and dealing with, you know, residual impacts from chemotherapy, which, I mean, some of them last kind of a lifetime, and especially because of the type of cancer that I had, there's so many different things that you have to go through and different kind of opportunities and prospects that you kind of have to think ahead for the future. But for the moment, I'm all good.
Sean, I'm sorry to speak about Sophie in her presence in this way, but I think I should. You must be extremely proud of her.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Over the moon, yeah. Yeah, she's quite resilient, she is. So
But extraordinarily so.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the approach is really take it step by step. Don't worry too much about the long term, the whole thing. So, but she's we're very proud of her. Yeah.
Tell us then the link with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. How did that come to pass?
Yeah, so it was quite surprising, actually. The nursing staff in James's Hospital, they came to us and said, you know, there's the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and because of Sophie's age, she would be eligible for it. We were quite surprised with it because I actually thought Make-A-Wish was down to, you know, probably less fortunate children or children with terminal illnesses. They came to us and said this would be a great opportunity. Obviously, the cancer diagnosis, the treatment being quite aggressive, and this would be something that would be able to sort of take our mind off it and sort of refocus our efforts as well. So
the Make-A-Wish Foundation then, Sophie, it gives you the choice to do whatever. What was the thing that you were most interested in? What did you pick to do?
So they give you, they ask you to do your top three wishes because they can't always, you know, get your number one. So I kind of had my two. My number one was that I wanted to be a radio presenter for the day, which was my dream. And then I ended up asking as well for a phone because at the time I needed a new one. And I, you know, they kind of say, you know, pick your top three and we'll think about it. And they're just so lovely. They do so many phone calls with you, and it's not just about, you know, we'll give you this or we'll do this for you. It's fine. They get to know you. The first few times you speak to these people, they really take an interest in you and they get to know you and what you like, and so that they can make your day as good as they possibly can.
So what did they do for you?
So they brought me to Christmas FM and they let me present for a day, so that I called out all the messages that were sent in. All the staff brought me through how to record, how to produce, kind of. They showed me all the different ways that people can go on the radio and can present their own shows, and it was really, really exciting.
Did it clear up your misplaced desire to be a radio presenter? Did you realise that it's an awful career filled with horrible people?
Unfortunately, I think it solidified that idea. But it really was a great day. Everybody there was just so lovely. And because of that, you know, they offered me to do the weekend course in production. So I'm going to do that in May. And I just had such a good time doing it. So I ended up applying to Ballyfermot College for next year. So I've got my place. So hopefully that's where I'll be going in September.
Well, be sure to leave names and numbers and all that as you go out the door so we can get you when you finish off the course. In terms of the Make-A-Wish Foundation then and the effect that it had, do you think it's the kind of thing that makes a difference for people? Because obviously it steps in at the point, Sean, where people are at their most stressed as a family.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, as I said, the treatments were quite aggressive. You don't consider, all you're focused on is the treatment and the outcome. I think it was an opportune time that they did step in, and sort of so much for Sophie and I suppose the person going through it, the patient themselves, to be able to refocus them and give them an opportunity. So it was really worthwhile. It was really beneficial. And as I said, it was quite opportune time as well.
Well, I was going to give the details for the Make-A-Wish sort of foundation and the levels of money that are awarded. But what I might do, Sophie, given that you've got the expertise, see those bits there between the blue brackets. Will you give us a read of that, and that'll get the information out there?
On Wish Day, we will be asking listeners to donate across the day. Make-A-Wish Ireland delivers approximately 200 wishes a year, over 3,000 since their inception in 1992. There are currently 251 wishes waiting to be granted on the wish list. To help deliver that, Disney have come on board again this year. Once 30,000 is raised on Wish Day, Disney will match it with €30,000.
Now, speaking from the perspective of somebody who can't get through a read of the competition without falling over at least one line of it, that is, it's deeply depressing to see a 17-year-old do it with such ease. Guys, it has been a great pleasure to talk to you. That is Sophie Hines and her dad, Sean.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.